Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Electronics Mart India Limited Q3 and FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of the future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Karan Bajaj, CEO and Promoter. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. We'll start with that. Good evening and a very warm welcome to everyone present on the call. Along with me, I have Mr. Premchand Devarakonda, our Chief Financial Officer. We have uploaded our result and investor presentation for the quarter and 9 months ended 31st December 2025 on the stock exchanges and the company's website. Hope everyone has a chance to go through it. The quarter began on a positive note with the festive season, with Diwali falling in October alongside the implementation of the GST rate cut during the period. While our sales mix remained broadly in the same line with the same period last year, demand across categories, particularly large appliances, was supported by the GST reduction and further aided by festival-led consumption. Importantly, on festival-to-festive comparison, we delivered a robust growth of approximately 25%, indicating a strong underlying demand. At the same time, we saw operating leverage play out, resulting in an improvement in operating margins. Despite the continued additions of new stores, overall, the absence of a prolonged festive season, we delivered a steady growth performance, with the GST cut providing an additional tailwind to consumption trends. During quarter three FY26, we added 4 new stores, 2 in NCR region and 2 in Andhra Pradesh. I would like to highlight that our Andhra Pradesh market has seen a strong recovery, delivering approximately 14% growth in quarter three, and we continue to grow our market share. Over the last 2 years, we have added nearly 100 stores, which now accounts for approximately 50% of our total store portfolio. As a result, a significant portion of our network is relatively young and still in the early stages of maturing, yet to reach optimal throughput. Constantly fixed costs and such as manpower, marketing and promotional spends are not yet fully absorbed, while finance costs and depreciation remains elevated, partly due to Ind AS 116 adjustment. This has had a short-term impact on an overall profitability. As these stores continue to ramp up and move up the maturity curve, we expect operating leverages to play out, leading to a gradual improvement in profitability and ROEC as they mature. To give a clear perspective on our store portfolio, for 9 months FY26, we operate 219 stores, out of which 83 stores are over 4 years old and 136 stores are less than 4 years old. In the first 9 months of FY26, the matured store base generated product revenue of approximately 3523 crores, while the newer store contributed to around 1528 crores. From a profitability standpoint, the matured stores continue to demonstrate strong performance with an EBITDA margin of 7%, whereas the new stores are currently operating at an EBITDA margin of 3%. I would like to highlight our geographical performance. We witnessed a broad-based recovery in demand across our key clusters during this quarter. In quarter 3 FY26, our core market of Hyderabad delivered a year-on-year revenue growth of 6.4% with SSG of 3.3%, supported by the revival of real estate projects across Hyderabad, which had impacted performance in FY25. In the Telangana upper three market, revenue grew by 2%. Andhra Pradesh reported a strong performance with a revenue growth of 18.2% and an SSG of 4.9%. Lastly, our NCR cluster continued to scale up well, recording a revenue growth of 30% along with an SSG of 7.1%. Turning to cluster-wise profitability, we continue to maintain a healthy EBITDA margin of around 6% in our southern cluster, despite 70% of our new stores being added across Andhra Pradesh and Telangana in the past 2 years. We are also pleased to share that our NCR operations remain EBITDA positive on a 9-month basis, delivering an EBITDA margin of around 0.5%, translating to around 2 crore rupees. This performance would have been stronger for the 9-month ended that if we had experienced normal summer season up north. We expect margins in the region to improve further as we continue to enhance store-level throughput, which will drive better absorption of fixed costs such as manpower, marketing, rentals. Moving to category-specific performance, in terms of contribution, large appliances accounted for about 42% revenue in quarter 3 FY26 and around 43% in the 9 months FY26. A positive trend we are observing at the store level following the GST reduction is a gradual shift in consumer preferences toward large televisions and high-value appliances such as front-loading washing machine, and dishwashers. Notably, washing machines were demand had remained stagnant over the last four quarters, registered a growth of approximately 11% during the current quarter. We are also seeing an increased traction in newer categories such as dishwasher, air coolers and other categories. This growing presence of premium products has helped us sustain our average selling price during quarter 3 FY26. Coming to the mobile categories, mobile contributed to around 44% of our total revenue in both quarter 3 FY26 and the 9 months of FY26. The mobile phone segment recorded a growth of approximately 10% in quarter 3 FY26. Looking ahead, we believe that the category is entering the next phase of demand driven by upcoming technologies, upgrades and feature enhancements. Several OEMs are actively working on the next generation AI-enabled devices, which we expect will further stimulate consumer interest and support growth in both ASPs and volumes. This positions us well to benefit as the replacement and upgrade cycle gains momentum. We believe the broader environment remains supportive. GST rates have come down and the government also reduced income tax slabs previously, which is expected to boost disposable income. Together, these factors are likely to create a compounding effect on consumption and drive long-term structural demand for consumer durables. Several categories in our portfolio continue to remain unpenetrated, offering significant growth potential. As our newly opened stores mature and reach steady-state performance, we expect margins to progressively normalize, setting a strong foundation for sustained and profitable growth in the years to come. With this, I request Mr. Premchand Devarakonda, our CFO, to update you on the financial performance. Thank you all.
Thank you, Karan sir. Good evening and warm welcome to all the participants. Now moving on to the financial performance of Q3 and 9 months of FY26. First, I would like to start with Q3 FY26 performance. Our revenues for the quarter stood at Rs. 1939.7 crores versus Rs. 1805 crores in Q3 FY25, a growth of 8%. EBITDA for Q3 FY26 stood at Rs. 119 crore versus 102 crores in Q3 FY25, witnessing a growth of 17%. EBITDA margin for Q3 FY26 stood at 6.1% versus 5.6% of the last year. Pre-Ind AS EBITDA for Q3 FY26 stood at Rs. 82 crores with a margin of 4.2%. PAT including exceptional items for Q3 FY26 stood at Rs. 30 crore. Same store sales growth for Q3 FY26 was 2.54%. Now moving on to 9 months of FY26 financials. Our revenues for 9 months of FY26 stood at Rs. 5270 crores versus 5067.1 crore in 9 months FY25, a growth of 4%. EBITDA for 9 months FY26 stood at Rs. 311 crore. EBITDA margins for 9 months FY26 stood at 5.9%. Pre-Ind AS EBITDA for 9 months FY26 stood at Rs. 204 crores with a rate of 3.9%. PAT including exceptional items for 9 months FY26 stood at Rs. 67 crore. For 9 months FY26, SSSG stood at 0.19%. ROCE and ROE on an annualized basis for 9 months FY26 stood at 11% and 5.8% respectively. The working capital days as on 31st December 25 stood at 60 days. Pre-Ind AS cash flows from operations as on 31st December for the 9-month period stood at Rs. 500 crore. With this, now I open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Aditya Bhartia from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir. So the first question is on SSSG growth in upcountry Telangana. wherein it appears to be a little on the weaker side. I think there's been a slight decline on an SSSG basis. And from a slightly longer term perspective, we are not really seeing that business scaling up, that part of the business scaling up very sharply. So what's the outlook in that region, and what do you attribute the SSSG decline to?
Right. Hi. So if you actually look at the number, it is when we look at category wise sales, or if you look at the overall number, firstly the revenues are up, but with a marginal 2% up, including the new 6-7 stores that we opened up compared to last year quarter 3. But if you look at the overall demand, there's a little slowdown. So I would not attribute or be at a spot where we want things are under control, we are not losing market share, how is the productivity cluster going on. So if you look at the overall sentiment of the market, is a little weaker compared to the other clusters that we are operating in today. So I would attribute that degrowth to that. But if you look at overall number, there was a good positive sign in January as well in that cluster. And this is predominantly the other categories. The cooling products that is not started yet at the full pledge. But looking at the big days of January, looking at the festival there of Sankranti, Pongal, and the 26th of January, it really performed well there. So I think it is a matter of time. So we will definitely see a positive SSG in the quarter four there.
Perfect. And my next question was on the demand trends that you are seeing in January. Pretty much across the country, and how are things shaping up between north and south clusters in January?
So things look good for now, no complaints. I think we have finished the bad quarter that we had in the last financial year, and I think we're only looking for the positive upside coming in the coming quarters, especially with the AC base being or the cooling product base being quite low in the last quarter, the last few quarters. I think the coming summer quarters are going to be good. So no complaints of that, we're already ready for it. So we started buying and started shelving our stores with the newer inventory for the new rating as well. So I think we are quite optimistic on the upcoming season.
Perfect. That's helpful, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one at this time. To ask a question, please press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Siddharth S. from Vittai Money. Please go ahead. Siddharth, you can go ahead.
Hello, Timo. Thanks a lot for the opportunity here. So I would just like to understand that, this could be an, previous, two, three quarters, and I'm just taking you through the, previous two, three quarters back. So it was said that, since there was a lot of, credit scrutiny going around, there was a lot of, issues or the sanctions of the credits that was, issued as a proportion of funded was going lower because banks were rejecting a lot of, the EMI eligibilities of customers due to strict underwriting policy. Just want to understand how is the, how is the outlook on that, or how is it, going on right now? Because most of the credits, most of the sales that's being, done or, sanctioned by you is going to be credit sales only, and this could be an important factor, impacting the same. So just want to understand that note. And how would the, since you guys have been on, very good spree of, expansions, and there has been a lot of expansion that's been, going on, how would you give us an outlook in terms of, how the future expansions is going to be, and when are these stores respectively, going to contribute to the, revenues respectively, as majority of the stores right now are non-maturity stores? So, yeah.
Hi. To answer your first question, usually every year after the two big seasons of festival and the summer season, we would see a little slowdown in approval rate from the NBFCs. That is a normal trend in the industry. So definitely after Diwali, we did see that trend going a little slower. But then it usually once like the Christmas days always starts off well. And now they are, they already would get ready with the upcoming summer season. So that is a trend that we see always where the approval rates go a little lower, not too low. But, I think going back again to the summer upcoming season, we'll have a higher approval rate coming back on all through all the NBFCs. So So that is how it works for them. And for your second question on future expansion, currently we are looking at opening the set number of stores in NCR, AP, and Telangana that are lined up already in the pipeline, yet to open up. So by 31st March or maximum second week of April, we'll have additions of new stores in this geography, which were already under construction or already for which we've signed up. And as we stick to our plan of further expansion into a new territory, that probably after the quarter one is when we would venture out into the new geography that we are currently looking into. Could be Orissa, could be Western UP, and some of the newer markets that we're exploring right now. So between me and the teams, we are looking at a further newer cluster that we will definitely add up in probably the quarter two or the quarter three of FY27.
Okay. Got it. So I did get some clarity on this. I just have two follow-up questions on the same line. So the next thing would be a majority of your sales mix makes up, it is made up of white goods and electronics. So the thing is that when we look at AC as an good in terms of the sales, there is some reports or there is some study suggesting that this summer is not as hot as it is expected to be in the previous years going ahead. How would you think that would impact the AC sales of the company in general, or what is your outlook from on as an opinion of yours or something? So that's one question from my end. The next thing is that there is a lot of talks going around in terms of the increase in RAM prices, which is going to translate into a higher, final sale price of the mobiles and other electronics, since electronics also makes up a huge mix of your books at the moment, sales books at the moment. What do you think is going to be the impact in general that can be attributed to the price increase in the electronics and the slower than expected summer this quarter, which will essentially, how can it have an impact on the AC sales as well?
Okay. So I wish what you said is not true, that the summer season is not going to be good. Let's not hope for that. But what we experienced last year in the quarter one, or say mid of March, we got the flavor of the weather not supporting us for the season. But being that being a low point, I would still put in the base at that level and expect at least some growth from that number from there on. I think if that is also delivered at a higher number from the last year's base, I think we're sorted. We don't need to look at a 70-80% kind of a jump, right? So we are still optimistic on the category because the penetration is still very low. The new rating has also come in. We don't see a drastic increase in pricing from the AC brand. It is a nominal price increase, and that would get mitigated with the EMI offers and the cashback that the brands provide during the summer period. So I think we're looking at an optimistic sale, and we are ready to go ahead for the season, and we've aligned our inventory accordingly so that we are going to start.
Sorry to interrupt, just to start with that. So you're also positive in terms of how the underwriting is going to be from the NBFCs and banks, right, coming up on the quarters as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So the NBFCs are also ready. So currently, all the NBFCs that we work with, IDFC, Bajaj Finserv, SDB, so all are lined up and geared up for the season as well. So they're also looking forward because a cooling product on a whole contributes to a bigger book size for them as well.
Yeah, correct. So you expect them to have some softer underwriting policies in general, unlike how it was multiple quarters back?
Absolutely.
Yeah, got it. So I did get some. So in general, you're also positive on how the AC sales is going to roll out in general, considering the fact that we're not going to hopefully not see a worse season in terms of the slowdown in the AC segment.
Correct. Because the January also, the base is not high last year, but the January also seen a positive uptrend in the category. But last year, if I actually attribute the AC sale in quarter four, it was majorly February and couple of weeks in the March month that did well. But then after that, after March 20th, we definitely saw a downfall up till May. So usually that is the peak season for us for AC sellout, AC and cooling product sellout. But hopefully this year, we though meet might have a longer winter in place, but so we expect a longer summer going forward, or at least an anticipated summer with no rains in between.
Got it. Next, as a follow-up, as I, you know, already, I just like to reiterate on the question of how do you feel the, you know, RAM prices, which as an expectation, they're saying the mobile and the electronic price in general is expected to go by 8 to 10%. And there's a lot of, you know, proxy companies and the companies which is, you know, directly, you know, that can be impacted where the, you know, sales is expected to see some slowdown. How do you view that, and what is your outlook in general of how you're going to navigate or how the numbers are going to play out for the electronic segment in general?
So right now we don't see a drastic change in the pricing from any OEMs right now. It could be a minuscule change going forward. But as I told you earlier, EMI schemes are available after 24 months. Brands are forwarding that. There are cashback offers. There are one EMI off, two EMI off coming in from the OEMs as well. So eventually the price is going to be in line with what it is currently operating at. So there would be a major jump there as well, because a lot of these OEMs do absorb the cost as well. So not necessarily that they always keep on increasing the price to the end consumer.
Okay. Understood. So in general, it is also expected to have a good view. And just to catch you on the last point there, you're also saying that apart from the soft underwriting, there is also a lot of, you know, customer-friendly policies that's going to come up, like cashback and a lot of, you know, offers in general to incentivize the customers.
Absolutely. So until then, there is a new technology change. For example, if it is like a 4K technology moving toward 8K, you know, or something better in any phone devices with AI coming in. So if there is a new add-on on the technology, definitely the price goes up. But apart from that, there is no price increase for like-to-like product.
No, I just asked it on the front of, you know, the memory and RAM price, which is the existing same technology of, you know, electronics, just upgrading due to the, you know, RAM price hike in general, which was, you know, observed and which is a hot talk that's going on in the market now. So, yeah, I read
it. Definitely, yes.
As the last question, I'd like to know, which are the major NBFC's partners or, you know, major bank partners that you guys have tied up with, and in terms of basically, you know, let's take account of funded and, you know, if there is going to be credit sales of you guys in general, which NBFC or banks takes up the major, you know, major portion of the customers of yours who are available for the EMI service in general? As a mix, I'd like to understand that for some better clarity.
So the NBFC that are prevalent in our industry in consumer durables are Bajaj Finserv, after not they're the biggest player. So our share or any retailer share is in line with what they are as market leaders. Number one. Number two would be IDFC, then would be HDB, ICICI, and, you know, TVS Finance, especially for mobile phones in a few of the markets. So like IDFC is not present in a lot of upcountry stores, for example. So then it is where it is Bajaj and HDB, TVS, you know. So it all depends on the market reach of these NBFCs would have. But predominantly, the 4 or 5 companies that are prevalent in the market across all retailers.
Okay. And can you just take me through who that SDB is? I'm unaware of all the other parties.
Subsidiary of HDFC Bank. HDB is a subsidiary of HDFC Bank.
Okay. Got it. Sure. Okay. So thanks a lot for the clarity product from your end, and I'm looking forward, you know, for the upcoming business to go well, and yeah, hopefully it is expected to do so.
Thank you. Just pray for the summer to go well.
Sure, definitely.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Aves Bakshi from Sundaram Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Sir, just first question on the pricing side. You mentioned that the new BE pricing are in. So what's the differential, sir, right now versus the earlier SKUs?
I think it's not much. It is like 1-2% plus or minus, and not more than that.
Okay. So just one, follow-up here. Given that the price differential is not much versus others, wouldn't it somewhere affect the sale of existing, non-BE products in our portfolio? What's your
thinking? So if the difference on pricing is not much, so but the rating and, you know, so if you're comparing it, the lineup right now is still in the transition of having a complete range of the new BE rating on the storefront, because it is hardly a month in, because the production plus the stock are not completely available across all brands. So and then we also are left with some older inventory, though we started buying the newer ones now, but we are left with some older inventories also. So by say, and the summer season is not picked up yet, so if I look at second week of March, that is when we'll have a complete transition of the newer models on the storefront. So by then it will be hardly, you know, left with some 10,000-20,000 units that will sell through the summer period after that.
Okay, and so just one question here on the overall inventory. What would be the AC inventory right now in our system?
Right now, AC we've already picked up for the season, right? So we are already at the same current levels of usually what we would have for our beginning of summer season. So it will little upwards of 300,000 units. No, no, sorry. One second. Yeah, so in terms of units, we are around 250,000 units ready for the summer season.
250,000 units. Got it. And this will be more or less the older non-BE norms, right?
Sorry, I didn't get your question.
These 250,000 units, this will not be the new BE norm ones, right?
This is almost 50% of this inventory is the new rating.
Okay, understood. Also, just one more question in terms of discounting intensity this quarter. What was the status coming in from, say, the September quarter to December? Any changes there?
Sorry, I didn't hear you. Can you repeat your question, please?
Sure. In terms of discounting intensity, September we had a higher incident of discounting, right, given the GST, etc. So, is that continued in December or that intensity has cooled off?
No. So that was up till the Diwali would end up, probably the first week of October, that's when Diwali ended up. And then after that, we did see an increase in pricing again, or the discounting was reduced to the minimal during that period again.
Understood, sir. Those are the questions from my end. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Devanshu Bansal from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, Karan. Thanks for the opportunity. Karan, Hyderabad cluster has seen a good pickup over the last couple of quarters. So, wanted to check what is the confidence on sustainability of this growth for this cluster. You did mention that some of the real estate projects are picking up, but if you could give some confidence on the sustainability of this trend.
Hi. So, if you look at, definitely there's no store addition in this cluster. You know, we already captured the market here. The market would organically grow from here on. But the newer product categories like dishwashers, you know, audio is picked up here. Accessories are doing really well. The attachment has definitely gone up, especially in mobile phones and televisions. And post the cutdown on GST, we have definitely seen an uptrend on the sellout on televisions. So looking at that number, I think going forward, but not a big jump from here on. I think it will be in line with what the numbers are for this cluster. The SSG would remain under 3-4% kind of a number. So I think that on such a big base, that kind of an SSG without new store opening, all mature stores, I think it is a good sign that, you know, it is sustainable for the coming quarters as well.
Fair enough. And from Delhi perspective, sir, the growth is a tad lower, right? 7-8% SSG, while this cluster particularly should see very high SSG, right? Just because the majority of stores is relatively lower. What's your expectation from this cluster maybe going into FY27? What is the kind of growth minimum we should see in this cluster?
So, if you actually see, Delhi would also have an extended, you know, cooling product sale, which we didn't see this year at the level that we would see in the previous year. We would attribute a little SSG growth slowdown to that as well. But overall, if you see, our contribution on the premium is definitely increasing there. The ASPs are going up. The ticket sizes are going up Y-on-Y. And especially for the new stores that we opened up are in the major clusters like Janakpuri, Pitampura, and Golf Course Road. So I think in Faridabad we opened a store recently. So so the new stores that are there actually are more prevalent and more bigger clusters. So the SSG that you'd see a drop in, especially for older markets like, you know, Daryaganj, Karol Bagh, or in Punjabi Bagh, where the market size is not increased much, you know, because there's no new construction in that area. So the market size remains muted there. The growth in the market size. So overall, I think if you look at the number, it is up by 30%. But I think in the coming quarters, you'll definitely see a higher growth coming in from this region, because on a daily level, when we look at the sales, so January also did very well for us in that cluster, or every weekend that we look at the sales from every productive store, it's growing Y on Y. So we're quite impressed on the growth coming in, but definitely Delhi would need another year or so to stabilize further, and at the same time, a good summer season would boost the sales from there on, because it would create a huge customer base for us during the summer period as well.
So just to better understand, are you indicating that maybe FY27 would also be like a break-even kind of a year for Delhi market, or we will see some kind of a profitability in
Delhi? Well, definitely we will definitely see a profitable FY27 in Delhi, but what I was suggesting was that if you have a great summer in that region, then you will see a better profitable margin for that cluster.
Fair enough. And sir, lastly, I noticed that the inventory levels are about 15 days higher versus last year. You did mention that you stocked up for the upcoming season, but that would be the case last year as well, right? So I wanted to check, as in, because in the channel also, every player would be having higher inventory this time around. So opinion in terms of, say, competitive intensity from sale of these cooling products in the upcoming season, can that impact our margins to some extent?
So the margins, just to answer your first question, yes, you would definitely see an increase in number of days of inventory. But you know, that is in line with what we had planned, especially with the television stocks, because we picked up a lot of television stocks post Diwali as well, because the sellout was good and we were seeing post a drop in GST. There was a shortage on the stock, so we had to pick up a little more stocks there. And definitely, yes, we were sitting on a higher inventory of air conditioners. But compared to that particular year, quarter on the, in FY25, we would not see the inventory of ACs at that level. So ACs of inventory were lower, but the purchase would start off in January or so. So that is why you would see that number coming in quarter four rather than quarter one for cooling products. So this would include a little bit of ACs that were still stuck from the summer of FY25 quarter one.
No, anything on the competitive intensity, sir? Do you foresee there may be some extra discounts that we may have to offer to liquidate?
Not really. So that is in line. So whatever, wherever it is needed to discount, especially to liquidate the stocks of ACs that we, whatever support we got additionally from the brands is what was passed on. So we didn't go ahead in discounting a lot from our end, 1% here or there in terms of gross margins for that product category, but everything else remains intact.
So just to summarize, so FY27, ideally, if summer goes well, should see return of double-digit growth in the business, right?
Hopefully.
Okay. Fair enough. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankit Kedia from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Kalar, you mentioned that, you know, festive saw 25% growth. But ex-festive, the growth would have been pretty much flat or low single digit. So what happened in ex-festive days that the growth was so dismal, while in festive you saw 25% growth if I add quarter to quarter three together?
So Ankit, firstly, there was 9-10 days of split between quarter two and quarter three in terms of the festival sale. Dasera, Navratri and all went up to the quarter two, whereas the beginning of Dasera till Diwali was in quarter three, and by the first week of November, we were done with the season. So post that, November definitely saw a huge drop, which we usually see. So it was no surprise to us, but the recovery, which was say 2 weeks or 3 weeks down of slowdown of sale, went up to almost second week of December. That's when we started seeing an uptrend coming back again, and then the Christmas and New Year sales were really fantastic. So that is what you would see usually as a trend. But there were no external factors for us to push the sales back, especially after the festival period when they grew at 25%. And the offers were really great. So they were really on the televisions and appliances as a category. They were huge discounts, cashbacks, freebies, offers from the manufacturers, which ended up by the first week of November, right? So definitely you would see a lot of preponed sale also getting booked during that period for the offers that were on the floor for the manufacturers. So these are normal trends, but But I think the recovery was a week later, 10 days later in November-December transition, and picked up after second week of December. That's when we saw the uptrend in all categories pushing up to the first week of January.
Kalan, but even quarter to quarter three together is just 12% growth, right? And if festive is 25% growth, that too because of the GST push which came in. Going forward, if summer is just normal and not very harsh, do you think double-digit growth rate can come back?
So if you look at the trend that is going on right now, there is nothing that is going to stop us from that. Or the market trends that you would have seen for quarter one, quarter two, quarter three, FY25 versus what we anticipate going forward is quite positive than what has happened in the past. And if I look at the base on the cooling product categories, Feb and March last year was very normal sale that I would look at. That is very organic that we would do rather than not attributing it to a double digit or a higher number of growth, because if I break up and give you that number, January last year we did 38 crores, February was 104 crores, March was 168 crores, so it was around 340, 350 odd crores in quarter four, which we see that that's going to definitely grow on in the quarter four this year. And going forward, April was really bad again, and there was no sale practically in May and June again in quarter one last year. So I think we're quite positive. Same thing with refrigerators or air coolers. They were practically, next to zero in terms of what we would deliver during that period. So we're quite optimistic on how the season's going to pan out. But this time we're a little cautious on inventory pile up so that, even if the season goes at a double-digit growth, we still don't need to, suffice our need for high inventory risk that we had throughout the FY25 year.
My second question is on the Delhi market. It's been 3 years for the first 6 stores which we opened, right? Or we will complete 3 years now. When do you think would be the right trajectory for us to achieve company-level margins from a Delhi market perspective? I'm not looking at the full break-even because obviously you're continuing to expand stores in the region, but at least the earlier stores which we have opened, the first 10-12 stores, when do you think they can break-even?
So if I look at those numbers, they're quite optimistic and quite positive on the throughput that you would expect from them. So I think if you look at, if we do this same question at the end of quarter one, I think we'll have a better answer for this because we'll have a good summer and hoping that Delhi is going to have a good summer this year. Then we'll have a, we'll understand how the contribution of cooling products in Delhi as a market can change the whole game compared to what it happens in the southern market. So the throughput is going to be, sufficing the need for a few quarters there. So that is how it's going to be. And hopefully by quarter two, FY27, we should see that numbers going up in terms of profitability from that region.
So from a store economics perspective, earlier you had clearly mentioned that it takes 3 years for the store to break even, right? Okay. And more than that actually, to achieve company level margins. Now, do you think as a unit economics, given the competitive intensity and the season change, which is more frequent now, and dependence on season change is much higher, do you think that unit economics doesn't hold true today for the new stores opening, or you still stick your neck out and say, no, in 3 years for the new stores, we can break even or achieve company level margins?
We stick to the same concept and the same numbers. They're still prevalent if you look at the numbers. If I break down Delhi in terms of the first 6 to 8 stores that we opened up in August 22, they are in line with the same numbers. But then the attribution majorly in Delhi as a region, if you look at, comes at the depreciation and interest level because the cost is a little higher there because we did a lot of capital investment in buying out properties there. But if I look at the store level EBITDA or if I look at the store level performance for these stores, the store economics for this set of 8 stores. In fact, the other ones that we opened up also are showing up results much sooner than expected. So, so the burn is much lesser. The marketing cost is all divided, absorbed between all the stores. So if I look at the revenue going up there, it is a matter of the delta coming through, which definitely you will see not only for the set of 8 stores, which are 3 years old, but even for the newer ones that we recently opened up in the coming quarters.
Sure. Kalan, I don't know if you answered this question on store opening. I joined late. Just wanted to know for this year and for next year, what is the store opening guidance we are giving?
So So this year, this quarter, we've ended up opening another 4 more stores. So the store count definitely from 219 will by if I finish the making of the stores, which summer is usually when we, if you remember, every 31st or 30th of March every year we add up at least 7-8 stores. So that is in line. So in case we finish making the stores both up north and down south, we will add up another 5 to 6 stores by the end of March. That is the plan. Probably, if not in first week of April, utna delay hoga bas. But once the quarter ends, the first quarter ends in FY27, that's when we plan to venture out to a new geography. Either could be Odisha, could be Western UP, and we are evaluating a couple of more areas there up north also. So if things work out, we'll definitely, after the good summer season, we'll definitely venture out to a new geography as well.
So this year the store opening is lower than last year. On gross basis also, if not net.
Yes.
Is this a conscious call because of summer being poor this year?
Absolutely. So we have to make sure that, you know, this is the store count that were added last year. We were seeing, no, at the same time, see, Delhi was a newer market for us. So if you look at Delhi ke saare new store add ho gaye, tier 3-4 towns add ho gaye, AP Telangana mein, where we were not present. Currently we are all present in the markets that we look at. So organically if you look at, there are 1-2 markets left in AP and Telangana where we are adding up stores. And not just to increase the store per se, this number, but we have to evaluate the market, make sure the markets are big enough. In fact, after a very long time, Hyderabad might see another 2 or 3 stores coming up in the next couple of quarters. So we are looking at areas in the peripheries of Hyderabad to add up new stores, because that is where the market would demand them. And right now, if you look at the stores which are in pipeline, there will be a similar number of stores. But a lot of these stores, especially the stores in Delhi, took a longer time to finish because of the grab again there, which happens every year. So we got delayed with the stores. So if you see Faridabad, second store, and Budhvihar is what we were able to end up opening up. But if I look at the pipeline there, again, we have 6 to 7 stores in the pipeline in Delhi which are getting ready, which will open up in the coming time. So the overall expansion plan that we have is in line with around, say, 20 odd stores that we opened up this year. Another 10 probably will add up in the next couple of months. So I think banane mein delay ho gaya tha, but baki definitely we were cautious after the bad summer that went through. We were cautious not to, otherwise by now we'd have been into a new geography, and automatically you've seen a much higher addition of store count with a new geography as well.
So if the summer is poor this year, the new geography can get delayed further?
No. Irrespective of how the summer pans out, we're ready to expand further.
So, no, because last year you delayed, so I'm just thinking that this year again, could you delay if the summer is bad?
No, irrespective of how the summer pans out, we are ready for it, and we hope that all of you also pray that, you know, the summer goes well, because, you know, an optimistic, you know, mindset would definitely change the weather for us.
From Odisha or Western UP, between the two clusters, which you would plan to add, where do you think is the bigger opportunity, and where is the less competition for you?
So apart from this, we are definitely evaluating a lot of other regions in and around our southern markets, as well as some western and eastern markets as well. So because we have time on hand, we've got one more quarter to go. So we are, because Western UP will be more organic, because we already are present in Noida, Greater Noida. From there on, expanding into Western UP is much easier. But both Odisha and Western UP will not be more than a 10 store count. That will increase our footprint in the geography. So apart from that, because we'll be ready to expand further by the quarter 3 next year, so we wanted to make sure that we at least enter one more new geography on a newer cluster altogether.
And obviously there will not be ownership model like we went in Delhi, right? Because I don't think they would have such flagship locations. We would need to invest on
that. Exactly,
land.
Exactly. And this, most of the market would have lower rentals, longer leases available. Until unless, you know, there is an opportunity for us, but majority of them are going to be, in fact, in Delhi as well also, if you see now, the peripheries, Budhvihar, we opened Faridabad, one more store, all are on rental only that we are planning to open. Apart from the stores that we already procured, which are under construction, like Saket is under construction, 2 stores in Golf Coast, 2 stores in Gurgaon are under construction. So those stores will take time, because we are constructing from the scratch, we bought the land out. Apart from that, there is no new further acquisition up north as well.
My last question, if I may, on the average, you know, ticket size, Do you think the price cuts taken or the discounting given is, you know, impacting SSSG growth overall, or do you think volumes today are good enough for us to sustain the drop or, you know, the promotions which are being offered by the brands?
Definitely the volumes are good enough, that's it. So more than the value trend, we definitely see a very constant volume growth as well across all categories. So that is an upside, right? But then I as a technology seller, that how do you upscale your product value as well in case the values remain constant or the values keep degrowing. That's what we always keep discussing, that we push customers to more premium, especially after post GST drop in the televisions. In tier 3-4 town cities, we've seen the penetration of 75 inches and above also growing drastically. Front loading and nothing to do with washing machine also have seen a drastic change from semi-automatic or automatic towards front loading. Dishwashers have become prominent. Dishwashers, though the category is small, but since the drop in GST, month on month we've seen 100% growth in that category, though the base was very small. But overall we see a good volume demand setting up across all categories. So that is a good positive.
Sure, Karan. Thank you so much. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you.
Adhika, come here.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are requested to limit your questions to two per participants. The next question is from the line of Nimish Shah from Fortune Finance. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Nimish Shah here. I had a question which doesn't relate so much to the operations, but just a very quick one. You know, about 18 months back, you know, you had, or 16 or 18 months back, you had offloaded, the family had offloaded equity at around 220, 230 rupees to SBI and Mirai or some such fund, you know. The stock price has not reached that level then for a variety of reasons, and we won't go into that. At a price of 100, you know, don't you think you all should be doing some form of creeping acquisition, at least for tokenism or for confidence building measures for shareholders who have stuck on?
Nimish, good evening, and I think you have raised the point where we not only today but every month, every investor meet, every quarter, CFO, me, the team, Dad, everybody keeps discussing it. But I mean, I don't know what is right or what is wrong, because we get a mixed review on this of giving news out in the market that we would be picking up something or, you know, continue the same way. It is always a mixed review that we've got. But just to answer your question personally, I would say 65% of the company is still owned by us. So that itself is, a good...
I understand. Sorry for butting in. But I understand where you're coming from. I know 65% is a very, very robust and a very, very healthy equity stake. So your skin is completely in the game. I'm not taking away anything from that, you know. My only point
is... But if you guarantee me that if I put some money on the table tomorrow, if it's going to, you know, help somebody or, you know, give out a positive...
But 101%, 101%, you know.
When I discuss that, I mean, like, you...
Tell me one thing. Karan, let's cut this chase. You know, tell me one thing. How will it harm anybody if you buy your own shares, maybe 2 lakh shares or 3 lakh shares at 100 rupees? It just gives me confidence that the promoter, I bought at 225, okay, the price has not reached that level. Today, the promoter sold at 225. Today, the price is 100. The promoter feels that if his promoter is buying at 100, so obviously he sees some value at 100. It just inspires me to buy more at 100. You know, that's about it.
I do agree. No,
it cannot harm. We can ask 100 analysts. I've been in this business since 40 years, you know, in investment banking at Fortune, you know, so...
Let me complete. I'll answer your question. I would love to.
Please. Sorry. Please go ahead. All yours.
But if you let me answer.
No. All yours. Yeah, please.
Since after that, it is a number that we also have lost. So whenever we, it's been 4 quarters since the time, you know, we have discussed this with multiple investors. So usually the promoters. Yeah, that's what I also had an intent of picking up something, but then always a confusion statement that I got that, sir, it would create a confusion out in the market. But as you said correctly, if you feel that, like you, a lot of other people have said yes, but a lot of other ones that I spoke to also said no. So I always had a mixed review of whether to go ahead with that or not. See, because the money that we've raised is still lying with us. You know, it's not that I've invested in 10 other companies where I've lost money or doing something else or I'm into real estate. This is the only business that we do. So the money is lying with us. I can definitely pick up. Take back to give the confidence to the market, and if time permits, I will definitely take in, you know, once we finish a couple of more investor rounds, investor meetings in the coming months, I would definitely take a call, and much sooner than that, probably before the end of quarter one result, we would definitely have a positive news on this as well.
Yeah, it's just not tokenism. It's a confidence building measure.
I get your point. I get your point.
Yeah, you know, and you know, it's,
and
you,
it's,
you
it's, it's nothing to do with. So it has to see. It is personal to me. There has nothing to do with, you know, what signals the market takes it, positive or negative. But it is just a token of appreciation to the market that we are still there with you, and we are gonna, you know, turn things around. Definitely work harder from where we are today.
Yeah.
And you know, give a positive sign to the market.
Absolutely, something the owners of this restaurant also eat here, you know, it just helps us, you know, that okay, if the promoter ne liya to ek to, ya promoter ne ye bhav liya to fir kya burai hai, you know, it's just about that, that's nothing else, you know, it won't move the needle if you buy 4-5 lakh shares, you know, that's it.
Definitely, point taken on that.
And all the best in your endeavors, you know.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
I would like to thank you all for joining the call. I hope that we were able to answer all your questions. And for any further queries, you may get in touch with us or our SGA team. We will be happy to address all your queries. Thank you once again.
On behalf of Electronic Smart India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.